What was that you just said, the first thing you saw that came in tin?
Forest. That was the first canned goods I ever remember. Sitting on a store keeper's shed was ours, canned ours. You see, all these housewives, they canned all their fruits, made all their preserves and jellies out there on the farm. In other words, when the last 15, 18 years old, there's very little stuff you could go store and buy like that. You either had to put it up or do without it.
Yeah.
They made preserves out of the pears, apples, peaches. They canned the pears, they canned the apples, and dried the apples, and dried the peaches. Canned all this stuff, made their own pickles, cucumber pickles. Made them and put them in the brine, let them stay there so many days and take them out. That was done in a stone jar, a big old stone jar, over about 10 gallons. And they dried this fruit, sun dried out there on the house roof or platform in the yard.
What would they call that? Just
dried fruits. There was damsons, peaches, apples, and everything in the fruit line.
What was the first thing you mentioned?
Damsons. It's a plum, lost plum thing. It's a purple plum's what it is. Probably you've seen them in the market.
Yeah.
Not as big as the old big West Coast plum. You know, we do get a big old Japanese plum from West Coast, you know, that big.
Yeah.
But these, I'd say, all big around your thumb, something like that, right there.
Okay, now suppose you went out and cut some flowers. You might put them in a...
Or you just put them in most anything that are... As I said, whole water.
Yeah.
Tin can or table glass, vase of any kind to have them have.
Okay. And if you were setting the table, you'd give everyone a plate and then you'd give everyone a...
Knife and a fork.
Okay, and what else?
Well...
To stir your coffee with.
Yeah. If you drink coffee, wasn't much tea drink them days. If you drink coffee, you'd give them a teaspoon with a teacup, with his coffee cup and saucer. If you drank milk, you didn't need that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they had all, these farm women had cold fruit milk and cold buttermilk. They were on that table.
Yeah.
Some people drank the buttermilk, some drank the sweet milk.
Okay, suppose you serve steak nowadays and wasn't very tender. You might have to put out steak.
We had no such thing as steak knives in the early days.
Yeah.
In other words, we used a knife, a table knife, that was a cast iron handle and a steel blade. Welded into it. And when those things got dull, carried them out to the grindstone and ground them. And
what? What's a grindstone? Is that big thing?
Big stone that you turn like that. It's a big stone that's in a frame on a trestle, you know.
Yeah.
It's a stone about that thick, and some of them's that big and die that far across. Yeah. That's a.
What about something smaller?
Well, then you come out later with an emery stone. That's what we use now for sharpening tools.
Yeah.
That's an emery stone. In other words, that's a man-made stone.
Yeah.
This thing we're talking about, a grindstone, is squared out of the earth. Just like building stone, anything else.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of wet stone?
Wet
rock?
Well, that's what they call these. Now, this grindstone, there was quarries. We didn't have any in this individual part of the country, but Arkansas, the state of Arkansas, was full of.